Leominster. The town Leominster. Yes, it's spelled Leominster.
Yeah. There, I can't remember. Some of them I knew. Some of them, like Gloucester and...
Yes. Worcester.
Worcester, yeah. But...
Why is it Port Jalousie, but it's Dalhousie University?
Yeah.
Is it because Dalhousie's wrong?
Port Jalousie.
Yeah. Dalhousie University just doesn't quite cut it.
No. I'm going to clear 3 years ago before the...
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to take your bowl.
Sure.
I have a group of students who really want to have a world where they do this first of all. And I started dating, so I convinced me that I'm doing it. Yeah, do it. Okay.
You're a prince and a scholar.
Well, I do.
You're
never useless.
Your skills were better served elsewhere.
Absolutely.
It's okay. Let it go.
We can only be
Presbyterian.
The utensils.
Oh, man. The utensils don't match. Yeah. They don't match.
Mark, you replaced
the plates don't match.
Whoa. You know what? I noticed that. That's the first time I noticed.
Oh, Shannon. That was exceptional.
Well played, Shannon.
So
Smith.
Shannon noticed well played. Right away. The utensils didn't match.
Well done.
My dad, when I was little, used to always say, if you don't sharpen up, you're going to grow up to sell pencils for a living. So one time at a recent family reunion, I found a holder full of pencils on his desk. And I took them upstairs and I rattled the holder, pencils, pencils, anybody want to buy a pencil, a poor blind girl?
Very good.
There's a blind boy in the class next to me, the grade 7 class. And his homeroom teacher said to him one day, she said, does this look like a happy face?
Oh my goodness.
He said, well, I don't know, I can't see it.
I would have said, no, it's too ugly for me to tell.
Oh. Would you like some salad, Shannon?
Yes, please.
Should we pass around
the other salad
as well for those who are inclined?
How hungry are you, Shane?
Not hugely.
I'll leave some room for the other salad then. Oh, I didn't serve a canary.
How neglectful.
Well, she's not here.
Not true.
It's okay, I'll pass my plate and she can take some of it.
We're good.
I found a recipe. Actually, Doug had it.
And I know.
Oh, what's the new genial cookbook?
Well, yeah, I do it in class all the time. Can I serve once?
That's right. Okay.
No, this one.
And there's a recipe in there for butternut squash sauce.
Go over gnocchi.
Oh, yum.
So good.
Know what you're
I love gnocchi.
So good.
The best pasta I think I ever remember having.
All good.
I was in California and we stopped off at this little Italian restaurant and it was
both my parents are pictures.
Butternut squash ravioli.
This one has beans in it. Would you like some of that too, Shannon?
Sure, I'll try a little bit. Why not?
Salads.
Sure.
So I'll put it in the other side of this
bottle. Thank you.
We're all good.
I love the dressing on this first one.
It's nice. It's a poppy seed dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my brother used to do that.
It's wonderful because
beets are one of my favorite standing red vegetables.
They are my favorite. Yeah, of all the standing red vegetables, beets are my favorite. Yes. I have never had good luck roasting them. I tend to underestimate the amount of time it's going to take.
Did I tell you about the thing?
Yes, I remember. That's what made me think. I remember you telling me. But like,
not knowing that I should have peeled the front.
It's a new one. Carrie, take a look at the. Actually, you can buy pre-cooked, pre-peeled beets. They're called love beets. They're called love beets. Don't ask me why they're called love beets, but they're called love beets. And they're put
there into. Why are they called love beets?
Did I just say don't ask me? Do not let me just say don't ask me.
You'll love not having to roast them and peel them.
Peel them, yeah, which is a pain. As you just take them out of the, they're shrink wrapped in plastic. You just take them out as you need them and cut them up and put them in a salad and pops your uncle.
So you get a lot of it. I roasted beets once. I was making a salad near the table for roasted the beets. The first time I've worked with beets,
no,
I
you do?
So I didn't know that I should peel them hot.
There's goat cheese in this. This is so good.
There is, yeah. I have the thing with the real stories, yep.
And the, well, the pressure cooker was full of these beets.
Oh no.
And you can tell there's this one. Yep. Mm-hmm. The thing blew. Yeah. And the kitchen was covered in red.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, it was better than the worst.
It did. We painted that kitchen three times. Before, because it kept on bleeding through.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
Should have just painted it red.
Yeah.
Left it. Watch people's faces.
Yeah. Oh wow. What happened here? Oh wow.
Can we go into dining room now?
Well, I'm sorry. I got to see my other dog.
Not like that. We'll ask guests.
Stop.
It's easy. You just draw a line. Beyond this point, I don't
need green eyes.
My mom has a similar story about strawberry jam. Ooh. It will look good in the pressure cooker. There's the vessels of strawberry jam for freezer jam, so there's no place to put the pressure cooker. Strawberry jam is the ceiling. What do you do?
When did you stop doing salads?
I never did.
Never did.
I don't eat salads.
How do you live in this world?
Salads and seafood, they're my two.
What?
Is it like a... No, it's just, you know, I blame my mother.
Everyone
does, yeah. I was never forced to sit there and eat them or not go outside or see friends or anything like that. So my mom often, when I was the youngest in the family, and so there's 7 years between my next oldest brother.
So it could have been the salad.
No, it wasn't that. It just, my family's not a big salad eater, but I just kind of turned my nose up to it, and so my mom always came up with an alternative.
What was the alternative? You know?
Well, anything. Like
applesauce
or dessert.
My mother, on the other hand, was the worst to eat her potatoes. To this day, she can't stand potatoes.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, my dad had that with cooked pudding. And I could, he was forced to eat it, and that
Yeah. My mother wasn't allowed to leave the table, so she didn't eat her potatoes.
Pork chops.
And she did not agree.
I've heard both ways on that. Sometimes it's cooked.